Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Today's adventure is going to have us look into the sky for groups of blackbirds, crows, ravens, and vultures who love to catch those thermals. Psalm 147:9 says, "He provides for the cattle and the young crows when they call." Blackbirds consist of crows, ravens, and blackbirds. Crows are very intelligent and adaptable to circumstances. They don't forget a face, and they can solve problems like getting out of closed places. While in Southwest Florida for Thanksgiving, my family and I observed a murder of crows circling to catch the thermals created by high streams in the sky, and they climbed higher and higher. A murder is what you call a lot of crows flying together. Crows are smaller than ravens, as well as their beaks, and they weigh less too. They're related to jays, magpies, and nutcrackers. They love open areas and farmlands and grasslands to fly over, but need trees nearby. They look for food as a family group. When one dies, the murder, the family, surrounds it as if a funeral to find out why it died. Baby crows are called yearlings, like deer. They and teenage crows live in a group called a roost. They eat crops, but also the harmful insects that eat crops as well. They also forage for dead animals and garbage to help keep our land clean. Crows eat almost anything, like small animals, frogs, reptiles, eggs, and carrion. Again, that's dead animals. The whole roost takes care of their chicks. Their nest is large and made of twigs, branches, hair, bark, grass, and moss. They allow ants to crawl all over them to eat parasites, tiny bugs that get in their feathers. This is called anting. God gave us crows for helping to keep His creation clean. They are a great bird to have near yards, farms, and any land that needs insects that hurts plants to be eaten. Plus, take care of the animals that die. Thank you, Jesus, for your creation and an animal that helps keep our world clean, the crow. His cousins, the blackbirds and ravens, do so as well, and we are so grateful. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.